Blackstone Audio presents The Skirt Man by Shelley Rubin. Chapter 1. The Skirt Man. In retrospect, it is amazing how many lives he touched. Of course, Skirtman wasn't his real name. His real name was Morgan Mason. But nobody ever called him that. And you can't blame them. What else would you call an old farmer who stuttered and drove his tractor into town a few times a week with his dog yapping along at his side, wearing a skirt? The man, not the dog. My husband and I live on Willow Keep Road, which is less than 2 miles from the Skirtman's farm. Small towns being what they are, though, Morgan Mason did his shopping in Killdeer, I did mine in Fawn Creek, and our twain had never met. Not, at least, until... Oh, so many things seemed to happen at once. There was my job at the newspaper, and my boss trying to retire. There was the benefit to raise funds for the town hall, and our daughter Mary coming home to dance. There were those adorable Dillenbeck boys deciding to run the Skirt Man for mayor and then both of them falling in love with Mary at once. There was Creedmoor Snowden's campaign to turn Killdeer into Disneyland. And there was poor Rose Gimble, secretly playing Robin Hood. Lillian Roaddigger's incomprehensible mood swings. Louis Firth trying to start a range war. And that horrible Domingo Nogales Ramirez doing what he did to the old Hobby Hills horse farm. And, of course, there was the murder. The journalist in me wants to start at the beginning of all these events and proceed logically.